We often talk about the power of prayer. What about the power of a prayer that the Mediatrix of All Graces herself gives to try to prevent degeneration, disaster, and war for all of humanity? That bespeaks power. Welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're going through a series entitled The Messages of the Lady of All Nations and the Fifth Marian Dogma. And we're just selecting segments of this message, messages of Our Lady to the visionary Ida Pertimann from 1945 to 1959, which has as its backbone this call for a fifth and final Marian dogma. And again, I want to assure our viewers that this was given a complete approval by the local bishop on May 31st, 2002, in which the bishop, Bishop Joseph Maria Ponce, stated that these messages of Our Lady of All Nations consist of a supernatural origin. And the prayer, which we're going to talk about in this message, also has received confirmation from the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith in terms of its universal distribution. Let's go to this May 10th, 1953 message, where Our Lady asks the Holy Father to kindly pray and to lead the nations of the world in praying this prayer of the Lady of All Nations. These are Our Lady's words. I have come today to give you a special message. Ask the Holy Father if he would kindly say and lead all nations in saying the prayer with Mary, the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, under the title of the Lady of All Nations, which she has given to the world. Say to him, Apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, teach your people this simple but profound prayer. It is Mary, the Lady of All Nations, who is asking this of you. You are the shepherd of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tend your sheep. Know well that great and threatening dangers are hanging over the Church, over the world. Now the moment has arrived when you should speak of Mary as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate under the title of Lady of All Nations. Why is Mary asking you to do this? It is because she is sent by her Lord and Creator, so that by means of this prayer and this title, she may save the world from a universal calamity. You know that Mary wishes to come as the Lady of All Nations. Now she is asking you that the nations might hear this title from you, the Holy Father. Now, my friends, again, this is a powerful message from the Queen of Heaven and Earth to our Holy Father. And note how she proceeds. Holy Father, I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to lead the nations. Why? Because you're the universal shepherd. You're called to tend your sheep. Jesus called Peter, and Jesus calls you to tend your sheep. The sheep are in crisis right now. There's a legitimate and a true danger. And so imagine the power if, for example, Pope Benedict were to pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations and encourage all peoples of the world to join him in prayer. See it not from an earthly perspective, see it from heaven's perspective. What kind of power would that be offered in terms of intercessory prayer to God the Father? And Our Lady says, why is she here? She's here because God the Father, her Lord and Creator, has sent her. So there's something clearly that God the Father of all mankind wants. So imagine him looking down. He sees the difficulty in the world today. He sees his rejection coming to him from humanity. He sees the abortions. He sees the cloning. He sees the terrorism. He sees the family breakdown. He sees crisis and scandal in aspects of Christian life. But then he sees the Vicar of Christ on earth praying the prayer that his Immaculate One, his Immaculate Daughter, asked him to pray. And then he sees, with that tremendous light, the light of different people throughout the world also praying that prayer. My friends, we're talking about intense intercessory power. We're talking about intense mitigation from the challenges which threaten the world today. And Our Lady asks precisely to save the world from universal calamity. Now she goes on and she specifies that another aspect of what she's asking for this dogma and for the fulfillment of this title and message, the Lady of All Nations, which, by the way, is transferable into the expression Mother of All Peoples. And in fact, John Paul II, on three occasions, prayed to Our Lady as the Mother of All Peoples and actually uses that title, Mother of All Peoples, in one of his world consecration prayers to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So this is not a stretch. John Paul II has already led the papacy in this direction of praying to the world, praying for the world to the spiritual mother of all peoples, who is, of course, the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Our Lady continues and says, "Now I speak to your bishop. Do let the Church of the Lady of All Nations be built in Amsterdam on the site I have pointed out." The lady pauses for a moment, looks into the distance, then she adds very distinctly and slowly, "Marian thought must become more pronounced in these times. Amsterdam will become the focus for the Lady of All Nations. There the peoples will get to know the Lady of All Nations and learn to pray to her under this title to obtain unity for themselves, unity among the nations. This picture will precede the last Marian dogma. The image will, in the first place, go to Amsterdam." Now, it's interesting that even historically, heaven chooses certain geographies, certain locations for heaven's desires, for the fulfillment of heaven's plans. What Our Lady is saying here is that Marian thought must become more pronounced. Not just in Amsterdam, but throughout the world. And in fact, in a conference that we had in Amsterdam on May 31st, 2008, Father Peter Damian Fellner, a world-renowned Marian theologian, said, "Marian thought will be the remedy for all humanity. We've got to get to Our Lady as advocate. We've got to realize that the Church and the world, through a proper understanding of Our Lady's messages, that she is the remedy because God wants her to be the remedy. God wants peace to enter the world through the Queen of Peace. God wants the whole world to acknowledge the Mother of Jesus and that the Immaculate Heart should be seen alongside the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This was said at Fatima to Sister Lucia. It's said now through the messages of the Lady of All Nations. So Amsterdam has a special call to be a focus point of the Lady of All Nations. Our Lady asks that a cathedral be built there, a cathedral of the Lady of All Nations, of the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, and that the people of Amsterdam take a leadership role. What will it lead? Unity for the people of Amsterdam. What will it lead to the world? Unity among all peoples. That's why we're always united as children under a mother. You hear things like this dogma is going to hurt ecumenism, my friends. I guarantee you the opposite. I guarantee you that we will have Christian unity like never before in the history of mankind, especially since the Reformation, after this dogma is proclaimed. Release the mother, you will unite the children. Ignore the mother, and you will unnecessarily prevent unity from taking place in the church, amidst the Christian community throughout the world. This is Mark Mirabali from MaryCast, asking you to do your part. Pray this prayer of the Lady of All Nations. Petition the Holy Father for the dogma, as you can do on Mother of All Peoples and different sites. And do your share to bring forth this proclamation for unity, for mitigation, for peace. God bless.